Now, I want to squeeze in a very quick thank you to somebody before we go to the couch interview today. Listeners often reach out to us asking for help when they are just getting nowhere dealing with different government departments. It might be long delays at the master's office. Sometimes it's confusion around driver's licenses or passports, as you've just heard. And we always do our best to try and get them answers to move those cases forward. But like you, we also struggle. Sometimes we hit the red tape and the phone that isn't answered and the conflicting communication. So it's really important to us when we find that official in an office who is prepared to go the extra mile for our listeners. We hang on to their contact information like it is a precious jewel. And that is why we want to take a moment today to acknowledge one of those people who is about to go off and enjoy a very well-deserved retirement. And we are all very sad to be saying goodbye to Henry de Gras, the acting regional executive manager for SASSA in the Western Cape. Today is his last day at work. We have called on him more often than usual in this past year because so many listeners have been needing help with grant applications and associated problems. And he is the one person who is always willing to take those calls, who has always followed up on the emails we sent and done his best to help our listeners. And Henry, we just wanted to take a moment to thank you for that and acknowledge that fact on air as you mark your last day in office. Congratulations on the milestone. And thanks for chatting to us today.
Hi, good afternoon, Pippa, and good afternoon to the Cape Talk listeners. Pippa, I must actually thank you and Cape Talk for always willing actually to provide SASSA in the Western Cape that platform through which I and some of my other colleagues could actually talk to the listeners and keep them informed. From the early morning calls, that's a year around about 4:45 already until late in the evenings. But it was always a pleasure to engage with the Cape Talk listeners, with the Cape Talk producers, with the Cape Talk presenters. And I will ever be so grateful to Cape Talk for having provided that platform to us just to keep the public informed.
Well, Henry, right back at you. We're so grateful for the way you've utilized that platform to help and communicate with our listeners. How long have you actually been at SASSA? I mean, for us, it feels like forever that we've been making those early morning phone calls to you. But how long had you actually been there?
Papa, I was here right from the start. I was when we broke away from the Department of Social Development, I led the team to come to the new building at Golden Acre, being the general manager grant administration, and later regional executive manager. Dr. DeBlanche was then appointed. So I was here right from the start, and that's about 15 years ago, being with SASSA right from the inception, and also helped to establish the various offices and getting the staff in place here within the Western Cape.
Henry, when you look back on those years and you now contemplate retirement lying ahead of you, what do you think you're going to miss most about the work?
It's actually the engagement with the clients, and I think making the difference in the lives, even if it was just for one person, and knowing at the end of the day that I've made a difference in the lives of those people. And I've always said to the staff, when you touch the documents, then you touch the lives of people, and always keep that into consideration. And I would still like to keep on being involved in community work. I was involved at one stage where I would actually sit in the Sarepta community and being a government official, allowing then persons to come and make use of the service because I could unblock certain channels, for example, Home Affairs or wherever, and using my position actually then for them also to get services and perhaps going back servicing the community. I think that is one area that I'm going to miss, just the liaison and making that difference in the lives of people. And I would like perhaps during my retirement still to continue with the community services in one way or the other.
Henry, it sounds like only a semi-retirement you're planning in that case. And we wish you much happiness and good health as you move into that phase. Thank you so much for having this final conversation with us on air today, and very best wishes from everybody on the team at Cape Talk as you enjoy your very well-deserved and hard-earned retirement. Henry de Gras, lovely to chat to you today.
Thank you, Papa, and thank you to everybody. Thank you very much.
Henry, of course, for the last time, the acting regional executive manager for SASSA in the Western Cape.